Let's bring in goaltender of the Toronto Maple Leafs and Vezina candidate for sure. Frederick Anderson joins us online. Hey, Frederick, thanks for doing this.
Thanks for having me.
So what was your initial reaction to seeing Austin Matthews leave that game yesterday? And then I guess we got some good-ish news today that it was a shoulder injury. It was day-to-day.
To be honest, I didn't really see it right away. I think I was really obviously focused on the game. So, yeah, obviously it's tough to hear that after and see that he couldn't go in overtime or with penalty shots there. So, yeah, we hope hopefully he can be back as soon as possible. But, yeah, we can – nothing we can do about it but keep going.
Were you just, like, a little bit happy, though, that he got hurt or hit like that after he threw you under the bus about your video game skills?
No, we have we talked that out and figured out
to buy you something, maybe new windshield wipers.
No, he had a huge block in the game before, so he ended out. So we're all good.
Yeah. Okay. So I'm sure you enjoyed the fact that he blocked that shot late in the game in a tight hockey game. I think for most Leaf fans watching that game and him. Him taking one on the leg and looked like he was wincing a little bit in pain. Probably wasn't the most comfortable thing for Leaf fans, but you're okay with perhaps a franchise player doing that at the end of a hockey game in the regular season when you have a 21 point lead on the playoffs.
It's a weird way to put it, but I think for sure. I think it shows that he's committed to winning. That's the main part, but. You never want to see him get hurt, obviously, doing it. But, yeah, I mean, I think you play – if you play the right way throughout the season, you're going to play the right way in the playoffs too. So we might need another big block there. And I think it's great to see that he plays 200-foot game. And that's probably one of the more impressive part about his game.
So, obviously, winning comes first and foremost, and that's your biggest goal. But I wonder where the Vezina and whether or not it was a goal for you heading into this season to be in the conversation.
Well, I think it's always a goal to be among the best goalies. I think goes without saying that if I play well, we have a good chance of winning. That's any good team has a goaltender that gives a chance to win. So winning is the most important thing, but that all that stuff is obviously another type of bonus where, but not the motivation.
So a lot has been written about the changes you made to your game this season. And one of the biggest takeaways is that you're taking on a little bit more of a leadership role, understanding that you're a huge part of where this team wants to go going forward. Was that a conscious effort thing, or was that just a natural progression of your second year with this team?
Yeah, I think it's one of those things that I think I get more comfortable being on this team, and as we get closer as a group, I think guys gonna be more comfortable being a little bit more vocal and helping each other out. I think shows a good team has the kind of accountability on each other, and I think we're progressing in the right way.
Before we let you go, Freddie, so no Danish national team in the Olympics this season, but it was, I mean, a national team that's kind of close to the Danes on the international stage when it comes to hockey, Germany advancing to the gold medal game. Have you taken up the cause of some other team during the Olympics? Are you paying attention to the tournament at all?
No, not too much. Obviously, watching a little bit here and there. I think the time zones obviously screwed it up for most of us over here, so... was able to catch a little bit of the U.S.-Canada gold medal game there, and the first period was a good game, and didn't catch the whole game, but so some good hockey there, and some interesting with the other teams where some other guys get to play.
Freddie, congratulations on the season so far. Continued success going forward. Appreciate you taking the time for us.
Oh, thank you very much for having me.